Once upon a time, science and heavy issue reporting was sort of like oatmeal. It was wholesome, but not necessarily tasty. And then came Radiolab. You know Radiolab. Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich spend an hour with you. They tackle the big topics in science, philosophy, and just life. Jad and Robert have taken their radio show on the road, and they're going to be back in the Pacific Northwest in November. Today, they join me from the studios of WDET in my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. Hello.
Whoa. It's your hometown.
How is Detroit?
We're crawling very slowly towards Seattle.
Yeah. Well,
we're
November,
now in Detroit.
And
we're taking a canoe, actually, and we will get there, I think, whenever we're supposed to be there.
November 21st, as a matter of fact. Before we talk about this live show, I want to talk a little bit about the origins of Radiolab, because I read that you guys met when Jad was interviewing Robert. Is that really true?
It is true. We met in a completely, like everything related to this show, we met in an unplanned sort of happenstance. Could have gone either way sort of way. I was doing a show called Radiolab, but it was a very, very, very different kind of show, and it was always on the brink of snuffing out. And then the only way that I could justify my existence was to do odd jobs for the station in addition to doing Radiolab. And one of them was to go out and create a series of 30-second promos with a series of people who had historically supported the station. And so I was given a list of 15 people, and Robert Krulwich was the last person on that list. I had written some copy for everyone to read. And everyone was very...
Did you wrote that copy?
I might have. I don't know. Let's just say I did. I have no idea.
Everyone was very compliant. You were pitching? Was this a pitch for the show?
It was a pledge drive sort of situation.
Oh,
where,
great.
You know, I remember Blair Brown, the actress Blair Brown, was on this list. And so she read a thing saying, I'm Blair Brown. I support WNYC, blah, blah, blah. And Robert was the only person who just refused to read what was on the list, what was on the paper. I now know that defiance quite well after 10 years of working with him. But at the time, I was like, whoa, okay, why don't you write something? And he turns around and he writes this crazy 30-second promo involving oil tycoons and alien cults. And I forget what it was. I just remember being like, wow, who is this dude? And somewhere in the middle of that experience, and it was very quick, like 5 minutes, we just started talking, and I don't know.
I think I was just thinking the same thing, like, who is this guy? Like, who is this little guy who shows up here and everything?
This sounds like love.
And then began talking. It was, well, not right away. At first, I just said, like, what? So he said, well, I came to New York, and I got a job at a little station called WBAI. I said, huh. That's funny. That's the place where I got my first job. Was the same place, WBAI. Mm-hmm. Then what'd you do? He said, well, then I went on to NPR. I said, huh, that's so odd, because after BAI, a little bit later, I went on to NPR. He said, where'd you go to college? He said, I went to a college in Ohio. I said, I went to a college in Ohio. Which college? I went to Oberlin. I said, I went to Oberlin. At that point, I thought, like, this is just weird. Like, mm-hmm. here's...
Two people separated at birth?
Well, you had a sort of a doppelganger-y issue.
Yeah.
Somehow,
so we decided we had to have breakfast and consider, I think the topic was like, what do you know that I know and what do I know that you know? And like, let's compare notes, since we seem to be doing the same thing, but at a quarter century interval.
Yeah. And believe it or not, you know, we just had breakfast for months and months and months without any thought of working together, you know, long time before we ended up in the studio together.
We're talking with Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, and you know them from Radiolab. And we're going to fast forward 10 years because things move fast here in Pledge Drive land on public radio. And
they don't.
Yeah, well, not for you.
Slowly.
They're really slow. But you know what? Yeah. People like Congress less than they like public radio. That's just a little fact. There was a survey about that. But, you do this radio show. It's about big ideas. And one of the questions that everybody in our newsroom had, is there ever an idea that's too big for Radiolab?
Interesting question.
I don't know.
I don't think we've run into it yet.
Too big.
There's some that are so extremely difficult that it just takes forever and ever, but big.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this is not quite an answer to your question, but it's just what comes to mind. I remember for a while we would tell ourselves, oh, well, there are things that are too visual. There are things that just don't suit radio. But then we ran into an idea that I think sort of cured me of that notion. We were doing a story about colors which is already a purely visual thing. So already you would think, no, don't do that for the radio. And then in the middle of an interview, we ran across a tidbit that was really interesting to us, which is that if you had a variety of creatures standing in front of a rainbow, who would see the most colors? Because different animals have different amounts of rods and cones in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
It turns out the answer is a strange little creature called the mantis shrimp. It's this iridescent creature with giant claws that has the ability to see something like hundreds of thousands of colors more than we would see. And we were like, wow, that's a cool idea. How do we do that? Well, you can't show the colors because that doesn't work with radio. Even if you could show the colors, you're trying to show colors humans couldn't even see. So we ended up getting a 160 voice choir together, and we harmonized the rainbow so that super ultraviolets would be one group of singers, hyper ultraviolets would be another, you know, the very, very deep reds would be another part of the choir. And we sang it, and it worked really well. And we thought, okay, I now no longer think that our medium has any limitations. We can do anything on radio at this point.
And I'm sure that folks who listen at 7 o'clock on Fridays when we run Radio Lab know that you have tackled almost every subject. Why did you decide that you wanted to take the show on the road?
Oh, just for the danger of it and the risk of it and the fun of it. This is a very, very wonderfully silly show. It's called Apocalyptical, which sounds like it's going to be, I don't know, like we're going to pour tar over your head and set you on fire. However, it involves enormous puppets, extraordinarily cool musicians who invent instruments in front of you to describe certain things, more or less along the lines Jed just described with shrimp. And it involves graphics that are kind of sensational. Well, so we're very proud of what we've done. But it's not like anything you'd hear on the radio, though.
But I have to say the graphics look very Grateful Dead-ish.
You mean like the posters and stuff?
Yeah,
Grateful Dead, though, would never work with a 120-foot brontosaurus. that is heated into existence by a large inflating machine just off stage.
And you're bringing all...
Jerry Garcia did many things, but I don't think he ever did that.
Are you bringing all... The brontosaurus is coming to Seattle?
Yes,
oh,
it,
my God.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
I think the brontosaurus it has to get back to Australia and which is where it's born, and Seattle is exactly on its way home.
And we send it on a ship as you canoe across the country. You have 1 minute to tell our listeners why public radio deserves support from them.
Because you already know. Because you're already here.
Because you're listening.
Yeah.
If you're listening during a pledge drive, then you really, really like public radio. And so...
Or you're a stealing thief. That's your choice. Either you're a good, nice, wonderful person and your mommy would be proud of you, or there's something terribly wrong with you. You decide.
Well, like, Seattle. You know, public radio is a place where, like, the bottom line logic that rules the rest of the world, it only loosely applies here. In fact, it doesn't apply here. And so we can go by other values. You know, you can go by, like, what will inform you the best? What will move you the best? That's what makes us go, and that's why you listen.
Jed Abumrad and Robert Krulwich are the creators and the hosts of Radio Lab. The show runs on Friday evenings at 7 here on KUOW. They're going to be in Seattle November 21st. And just an incentive for everyone to listen on Fridays, we're going to be giving away tickets to that show with pledges. So tune in on Friday. And thanks, you guys. Enjoy my hometown.
Oh, my God. So much.
This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.